If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie Zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Hello! Welcome to Stories Pod Chats. I'm one host, Amanda Weldon.
Hello, I'm another host, Kelsey Lee.
And I'm your third host. You know it's Dan Hines, but today, I'm not Dan Hines.
Who are you?
Today I'm gonna be Brock Rackets, and we're gonna talk brackets.
Cool!
So the format of this bracket is the top 64 Disney movies as rated by Rotten Tomatoes, randomly assigned to different categories, and we are going to start narrowing them down. You know what? Let's just get into it. All right, so first up in our bracket, we have Finding Nemo versus Robin Hood. And these first ones, we get a lot to get through, so these are going to be kind of rapid fire to get to the top 30. So let's start.
All right, so for this one, it's a no-brainer for me. I'm going to go Finding Nemo. I think that Robin Hood is a very cool-looking style of animation, and I really like it. It has a really like nostalgic vibe for me, but I don't remember a whole lot of the plot or characters necessarily, so I'm going to go with Nemo.
I'm also going to go with Finding Nemo. I think that... it has everything. Everything you could look for.
Agreed.
Doesn't have a fox who shoots arrows, but Nemo is the winner. Second one, Sleeping Beauty versus Tarzan.
Oh.
Okay.
So Tarzan's soundtrack is ultimately...
unbeatable.
Yeah, it's really next
extraordinary.
Level. Phil Collins is a complete icon.
Hits it out of the park.
And, you know, not for nothing... Sleeping Beauty, as beautiful as the story is and how classic, I find it to be, other than the fairies, mm-hmm. I find it to be a little draggy.
Yes. So
there is a dragon in there. That's accurate.
okay. I remember watching Sleeping Beauty once in my later years. So I didn't love it a whole lot when I was a kid. It wasn't the one that I watched over and over again, but I watched it later on. And I remember being really struck by the animation, and some of the imagery is really, really beautiful. Obviously the story is like a little bit problematic, but like, I think that for me, honestly, because of the fairies and because of the, like, just the stuff with the, at the end with the dragon and the prince and stuff, it's very exciting to look at. And I don't love the Tarzan movie, even though I do love the soundtrack. So for me, I would pick Sleeping Beauty.
I pick Tarzan.
Tarzan it is.
Ah!
All right, next up, Fantasia versus Alice in Wonderland. Two old schools.
I vote Alice in Wonderland.
I also vote Alice in Wonderland. It has more words in it. Fantasia is just music.
I do like Fantasia for, like, not necessarily a music video, but when it was like the Disney sing-alongs and you get to watch just the music scenes by themselves, I did enjoy that. But for me, the pick would be Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, I think Fantasia was scary to me for some reason when I was little. I don't remember why, but I pick Alice in Wonderland.
All right, this one, it's Monsters, Inc. versus Fox and the Hound, a new school versus a heartbreaker.
This is probably going to be the hardest decision of all for me. Fox and the Hound is one of the most beautiful stories.
Mm-hmm.
Monsters, Inc. is adorable and hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to go with Fox and the Hound.
I concur. I like Fox and the Hound better. I don't think I've ever watched Monsters, Inc. all the way through.
That's a crime. Monsters, Inc. is amazing.
I'm so sorry. I'll do homework next time.
Next up, we got the classic battle of fish versus cats. It's Little Mermaid versus Oliver and Company.
Oh, Oliver and Company was such a fun movie and such a cool introduction to some other musical theater. But mm-hmm. I am definitely 100% going to vote The Little Mermaid.
Yes, I also choose The Little Mermaid. Oliver and Company, I just remember watching it at this one sleepover that I didn't really have fun at. And that is probably the only time I ever watched it. And I like The Little Mermaid better.
Next one up is one that Brock Rackets isn't sure if you guys have seen. It's actually Dumbo vs. Treasure Planet.
Oh, yes. I've seen both of those. I'm going to vote Treasure Planet. I feel like it's wildly underrated. And if you haven't seen it, I'd recommend that you go and watch it.
I vote for Dumbo. It was my brother's favorite, and I feel like I need to vote in solidarity with him in this time.
Oh, while flying elephants are great, it's got to go to Treasure Planet. Sorry, that's my tiebreaker vote. It's a much better movie. Next up, we got Mangy Dogs versus The Pride of China. It is Mulan versus Lady and the Tramp.
Okay, as iconic as Lady and the Tramp is.
The spaghetti scene,
the just sort of the whole vibe of it, I feel
the
like
Siamese
is very...
The Siamese cats.
Yes, yes. For me, Mulan was a much more important and classic work that I enjoyed, and I get the song stuck in my head all the time to this day.
It was completely iconic, I agree. Mulan is the winner. I did love Lady and the Tramp. I love the cats, the Siamese cats.
Next, we got A Big Tree versus A Big House. It's Up versus Pocahontas.
Oh, oh my goodness. It's Pocahontas for me. Yeah. Up is so beautiful. The first, what is it, 6 minutes?
Yeah, that montage at the beginning that's
it's
just
everything.
Like extraordinary. And the animation is so exciting. And yeah, just like the love story. It's so important.
And the characters are so sweet.
Yes.
But
Pocahontas
is incredible.
Incredible. I had a cassette tape of the songs, and I loved them so desperately, and I can play some of them on the piano because I still love them.
I had a shampoo bottle shaped like Pocahontas.
Oh, so cool.
Up can go float away because it's Pocahontas taking it just around the riverbed. Next up, we got the story of two little scared boys. It's Pinocchio versus Chicken Little.
Oh,
okay.
Chicken Little was really cute, and I recommend that you see it if you haven't, but... I'm definitely going to vote for Pinocchio.
Yeah,
what a weird experience that movie
what
is.
What a strange movie. Yes. I agree. I also pick Pinocchio also because of the "When you wish upon a star." That is a very important song.
So pretty.
Yeah.
Next up, we got two hairy entries. It is Bolt the Dog versus Tangled.
Oh, Bolt was fine. And I love dogs, love them.
Of course.
And I thought Bolt was a solid movie. Tangled is one of my absolute favorites. Not only do I love Mandy Moore, who is Rapunzel, but the story and the music is so fun.
Yes, and the visuals are very cool. I love the painting that she makes at the beginning. So I also choose Tangled.
All right, Bolt gets sent to the pound. Next up, hey, be my guest. It's Beauty and the Beast versus Brave.
Oh, that's a really hard one because Brave was very beautiful. Mm-hmm. I know I say that about a lot of them, but they really are. They were just done so well.
They have such excellent artwork. And
I think it's hard because of our age.
Yes.
Some of these are going to be controversial, but I would choose Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm. I also choose Beauty and the Beast. It, again, yes. Some of these are going to be just coming in at a real critical time for me in my childhood and youth. Brave came out a little bit later, but I do remember, I love the way that her hair looks in the...
Oh, the animation is crazy.
Yes. I just think she's so exciting, and I love the curls bouncing around. It's kind of
the accents.
Those, yes.
So fun.
I love the accents.
All right, but Beauty and the Beast moves
and the Beast.
On.
Yes.
Yeah. And Brave, better stay out of the West Wing. Next up, we got a battle of the machines. It's Cars and WALL-E.
Oh,
okay.
WALL-E was just an excellent, excellent film.
Yes.
Cars was really fun. I actually was at babysitting age when that movie came out, so I saw it a lot with boys, you know, that I would babysit for, and they really enjoyed it. I think it was a really good idea and a really fun series. And I also love Owen Wilson, who is one of the voice actors, but WALL-E.
WALL-E
and its social commentary.
Yeah. I like WALL-E a lot. I pick WALL-E. I saw it in the theaters and I remember it was very I was just really struck by it. Yeah.
Well, I gotta speak up for my boys and say it's Cars, but I'm outvoted. Cars, you're going to the shop. Next up, we have A Big Fish versus A Bigger Man. It's Finding Dory versus Hercules.
Oh my God.
Okay. Finding Dory, sure. It's good. It is a sequel, but it is still good. Hercules, the soundtrack.
When we talk about Tarzan soundtrack versus the Hercules soundtrack, it's literally like I would never be able to pick.
Amanda, then Kelsey, sing me your favorite Hercules line.
My favorite, the line or like?
Just like a line. I just want a line from each of you from like your favorite Hercules song.
Oh, but it's hard to pick because I want to sing.
I think you just have to do Who Put the Glad in Gladiator?
Hercules. Yeah, but we could also go like, I can go the distance.
I know, it's so beautiful.
Yes. When he smiles, the girls went wild with oohs and ahs. And he slapped his face on every vase, on every vase. Heroes, fees, and royalties are her cat cash.
Speaking of royalties, if you sing any more, we're going to have to pay for it.
That was on a mix CD that I listened to in the car like every day with a child that I babysat for like the whole summer. Like I took him to swim lessons and we just sang that song over and over and over again. I love it. I'm going to listen to it.
My guess is the kid had no choice and it was Amanda's decision.
Bless your soul. Herc was on a roll.
Person of the week in every Greek opinion poll. What a pro.
Hey.
No. I can't.
Herc could stop a show.
All right. Well, sounds like Finding Dory. Forget about it. Next up, we got two powerhouses. Incredibles versus Dinosaur.
Oh, Dinosaur was cute. That was a really cute film.
Mm-hmm.
And the animation was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's got to be Incredibles, right?
It's got to be Incredibles.
It definitely is for me. But yep. Dinosaur was, especially if you guys like dinosaurs, I mean, you have to see it. Well, it's really cool.
Dinosaurs, you better find that lost world, but not today because you are out. Next up, we got an alien versus a big piece of fruit. Lilo and Stitch versus James and the Giant Peach.
Oh. Okay. I feel like they're kind of on the same tier for me, so I'm going to have to think about this.
How cool, though, is the animation in James and the Giant Peach?
Yeah, it's really,
it's
really
so
cool.
Different.
That's the thing that makes me want to... Plus, I love the book.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I forgot about the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it is very cool animation that's really kind of different, I think, than the ones we've talked about so far. It's hard not to pick Lilo and Stitch, though. I feel like Stitch is like an enduring, iconic character. And
the relationships, the family relationships in that movie are...
There's a lot of warmth
special.
And a lot of niceness,
yeah.
I think. There's a lot of good stuff in Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
So I think that I'm going to have to go with that one. But James and the Giant Peach, like... is very cool looking.
Again, if that's one you haven't seen, I would definitely.
Yes. It's sometimes a little bit
a try.
Almost creepy, but like cool. Just like really cool.
Yeah, there's some creepy stuff because a lot of the main characters are bugs.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah.
Next up, we got a battle of what's inside that matters. It's Inside Out versus A Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol, great. But I can't not pick Inside Out. I pick Inside Out.
I also pick Inside Out. A Christmas Carol is fun and seasonal.
Yeah, but it's seasonal. It's real specific.
Yeah. Inside Out is
timeless.
Yeah.
All really right. Cool. Christmas Carol, you better go see The Ghost of Christmas. You're out of here. Next up, we got some movies with some unique animation styles. It is the stop motion Nightmare Before Christmas versus the early CGI Toy Story.
Oh.
Okay. This is tricky because... Nightmare Before Christmas is fully iconic, and I've said the word iconic a lot of times. I'm really sorry. Let me think of a different way to put it.
It's a list of Disney films. They're all iconic.
I loved Nightmare Before Christmas as a kid, and I watched it all the time. I especially liked the instrument playing. Ghouls. They were my favorite part. I also liked Toy Story, but I didn't have the same... draw as I did to Nightmare Before Christmas, which I know is probably a surprise because everyone loves Toy Story. I mean, there's four of them.
Yeah.
So, and it's a cool film and it's fun. And the characters are cool, but I'm going to choose Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay. We are going to disagree. I love Halloween very much. And I did love Halloween when I was little, but for some reason that movie always was like just slightly creepy to me. We also didn't have it on VHS, so I did not rewatch it the way that I did many other films, including Toy Story. That one was a movie that I watched over and over and over again, and really enjoyed and continue to enjoy. I actually watched it like not that long ago and it holds up. It's still good. So I'm going to have to go with Toy Story.
All right, seems like we're at a stalemate here. It's time for Brock Rackets to make the Talk Brackets decision, and it is Nightmare Before Christmas and a squeaker.
Whoa, I feel like that was an upset, almost.
Toy Story is amazing, but Nightmare, it has that certain something.
It does.
And that something is the Oogie Boogie Man! Next up, we have one of my favorites versus one about a snowman. Big Hero 6 versus Frozen.
Oh,
okay.
This is a really tough matchup because they're very different.
They are very different.
I had not seen Big Hero 6 it took a few years for me to see that one. I didn't see it when it first came out, and I cried. It was so beautiful, so good. But I watched Frozen even as an adult over and over, I'm going to pick Frozen. Even though I think Big Hero 6 deserves a lot more attention than it even got, I still am going to choose Frozen.
Big Hero 6, I would say, is... I think I did see it when it came out, and then... But I don't think I've watched it again. Frozen took me a minute to see, and then I watched it several times and also immediately needed to learn how to play Let It Go on as many instruments as possible. Yeah. And that was also when I was learning the instruments for the first time. So it was like kind of hard. Yeah. So it's important film for me in my musical education. And
all right, Big Hero 6, you better let it go. Oh, next up, we got a heavy hitter versus a schoolhouse favorite. It is Princess and the Frog versus Monsters University.
I actually didn't see Monsters University.
I didn't either, and Princess and the Frog is very good.
All right, let's not belabor it then. Next up, we got a Hunchback versus a Ratback. Ratatouille versus Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Ratatouille is kind of hilarious because, especially when the chef is like worried about the rat's opinion.
I feel like it's also having like a resurgence in popularity. Yeah. I feel like I've seen a lot of like Ratatouille memes and stuff recently. I don't know why, but
it's a fun movie. I would watch it again, but
I mean,
Hunchback of Notre Dame was wonderful.
Yes, very colorful, very exciting, very fun.
The music is haunting.
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 Really good toys. Really good toys from like Burger King and stuff. I liked them.
And I wanted a goat sidekick.
Yeah. And I liked that. You know how Esmeralda wears that little like sash thing with the coins on it? I thought that was like the perfect garment and I wanted one so badly.
Ratatouille, sorry. You've been 86'd. Next up, we have Aladdin versus the Rescuers. Two of Dan's favorite when he was a boy. And you know what?
Man.
Two of Brock Rackett's favorites as well.
So I think most of you know that Dan and I are... Our siblings, Dan is my brother. Our grandparents had The Rescuers on Laserdisc.
Shut up.
So we watched it a lot as kids, like every time we'd go over there because it was the only kids movie they had. So even though I love The Rescuers and I think it's highly, highly underrated, I'm still going to vote Aladdin.
I think I probably watched The Rescuers more than I watched Aladdin. I loved, what is her, it's Bianca, I think, is the red-haired woman. And then there's that one song that's really
No,
Bianca's beautiful.
The girl mouse.
Oh, Bianca's
Medusa.
The girl mouse.
Medusa. I think her name is Medusa.
Medusa is the scary woman who,
and
like, also isn't
scary. And she goes water skiing on alligators? Okay.
Yes. And then, and also, like, the cave is, like, scary, but also, yes. like, really cool. I really like that movie, I think. I love The Rescuers. I think that I probably love that movie, like, personally more than Aladdin, but Aladdin is more important, I feel like, in the Disney, like, lexicon or in the Disney canon, I think. And then the music and Robin Williams as the genie, unbeatable. So I think it has to be Aladdin. But if you haven't seen The Rescuers, please check it out.
Top of your list.
Top of your list. Also another one where the animation is incredible.
Also another one where you should see the sequel, Rescuers Down Under. Great movie.
Yes, very good.
Now moving on, we have two heavy hitters. Both feature mean cats. We have Cinderella versus Aristocats.
Oh, my gosh. The Aristocats is so fun because the song is, it's everything.
Can you guys sing that song for me?
Everybody wants to be a cat because a cat's the only cat who knows where it's at. Oh, it's jazzy. It's so fun.
Didn't remember the song because I did not watch Aristocats very much because Cinderella was far and away.
Cinderella is top. I loved Cinderella. I loved the mean cat. I loved the mice. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Yep. Yep. Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Cinderella, you're going to the ball. Aristocats, Sorry about that. Next up, we got two wildlife heavy movies, both kind of sad, both amazing.
We got, all right, what do you got?
Bambi versus The Jungle Book.
Okay.
And we all know Jungle Book wins, right?
It wins
for me. Bambi, so sad.
So sad, so sweet, yes. So nostalgic. Yes. Jungle Book, so fun.
So fun. Yes. Such good music, so cool. Bare Necessities and all the, yeah. Jungle Book for me, for sure.
Yeah.
Honorable mention to Bambi.
Yeah.
I do want to.
It's
very sweet. It's very, yeah, like, pretty, Thumper, you know.
But Jungle Book's got Baloo the bear.
Yeah.
And he can't beat those Bare Necessities.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Next up, this next one is a little longer. We've got 102 entrants into this next one. It is Recess, School's Out versus 101 Dalmatians.
Okay. Recess was a cool show. Sure. I encourage you to check out the show. I actually didn't see the movie. I'm gonna disclose.
It's just
that.
A longer version of the show. It's great.
Yeah. I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's fun. But also, like, 101 Dalmatians matters so much.
101
more.
Dalmatians is wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. Recess, wonderful. Come back when you got a lot more dogs, because you are out. Next up, I know this one is near and dear to Kelsey's heart. It is Winnie the Pooh versus Atlantis.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. So Atlantis is really cool. It's another fun adventure movie like Treasure Planet. But Winnie the Pooh was, he's right. It was my childhood.
Yeah. Winnie the Pooh. Atlantis was cool. I remember when it came out, but it could never be bigger or more important to me than Winnie the Pooh.
Sorry, Atlantis. You better sink back down to the bottom of the sea because you're not going any further in this bracket. Next up, we've got Women with Attitude, Tinkerbell versus Wreck-It Ralph, talking, of course, about Penelope.
I thought Tinkerbell was super sweet. It was, it was like a bunch of fairies going on adventures, like, mm-hmm, how fun. And it was, it's more recent, so it's, it was really fun. Wreck-It Ralph, though, was way more fun, and it played to everybody. It had, like, the cool pull of all the video games. It had the nostalgia from the old video games and some of the new stuff. It was really cool. So I'm definitely going to vote Wreck-It Ralph.
I concur.
All right, Tinkerbell, you better pick that star and fly straight on till I don't care, because you're not in this tournament.
So mean.
Next up, we've got two characters who love to sail. It is Moana versus Peter Pan.
Ooh, this is tough. This is tough.
It's not tough for me. Moana is one of my favorite movies. So, I'm going to vote Moana. Peter Pan, you're cute. You're very cute.
Yeah, Peter Pan is cool, but I think Moana is cooler.
It really took the, for a modern, like Disney princess, I'm putting that in quotes, like the Disney princess movie, the modern version of the classics that we grew up with, it feels like the classic.
Yeah, I think that this is maybe one of the rare times that I will choose something newer over something older. But Moana is just really cool, and I really love that one song so much.
Peter Pan couldn't beat his own shadow. Can't beat Moana. Not right for government. Not right for us. Next up, we have a very modern one versus a very old tale. It is Coco versus Sword in the Stone.
Oh my God, I have the best story about Sword in the Stone. When we were kids, we went to Disney World, mm-hmm, Dan and I, with our parents. And back then, in 1993, we were able to take turns trying to pull the sword out of the stone. And Dan did. He pulled the sword out of the stone.
Wow, he sounds really strong and cool.
And he was immediately hoisted into the air by... I don't know.
It was Merlin, no big deal.
Wow.
He was immediately hoisted into the air and paraded through the streets of Disney World immediately because he had pulled the sword out of the stone.
Wow.
That being said,
that must have been a really and
now,
proud moment for Dan.
No, the downturn now.
Do you want me to tell the rest of the story? Yeah. and then Dan started crying. Hysterically, because he was hoisted in the air very quickly and carried off, and he thought he was being separated from his family because they moved so quickly. So he was being paraded through the streets in full tears, being chased after by my mom, our mom.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
So,
oh, I'm so sorry for laughing.
It was really, I'll never forget.
Hey, you know what? They can't take that away from me. I'm still king.
He is still king.
You are still king. I'm so sorry for laughing at what I imagined was a genuinely scary moment. It's only because I'm picturing it happening to you now.
As an adult. It was really amazing. So I have, like, I actually don't even know if I've seen that movie, but it doesn't matter because I have that memory. But I did see Coco. And it was... I did see Coco. I saw it as an adult, obviously. And so moving, so cool, so unique. I'm going to vote Coco.
I'm going to go with you on this one, even though that Sword in the Stone story is just really going to, that's just really, that was really funny to me. I'm going to think about it all day. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm Brock Rackets here to talk brackets, but if Dan were here, I bet he'd say that he handled it very coolly. But anyway, Coco moves on. Next, Amanda, can you please stop laughing so I can read the next bracket?
She's chasing up, and there's crowds of people, and she can't get to him, and she's reaching up her hand. And he's just,
I had a cape and a crown, yeah.
Immediately they were like,
wow,
and paraded.
That seems, I feel like they probably don't do that anymore.
They don't.
Because that would be not, yeah, like, that isn't a good idea. No. I mean, it's very funny now, but like, how many, I'm sure many children
sure
cry
every day too. Yeah, that they had a king.
Yeah,
I think I was the only king. I don't like you guys. wait, sorry, I think Dan was the, I would, I'm sure if Dan was here, he wouldn't like you guys cheapening his coronation.
Oh my god.
I'm sure. Wow, what an image.
Next up, a rarity for Disney movies. It's talking animals. We have Lion King versus Great Mouse Detective.
Okay. Great Mouse Detective.
Is fine. We know Lion King's going to win, so say a couple nice things about Great Mouse Detective.
I don't remember any.
Oh, I
nice
loved
things.
The Great Mouse Detective. There is a bat in that movie who...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's
is there
so
like a
funny
and cute.
And they
all come together? Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
The bat is amazing. So, yeah. Watch that one, but mm-hmm.
It's got the Sherlock vibe. It's like Sherlock Holmes, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's a mouse detective.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah. Just like Sherlock.
Yeah. Right. But yeah. The Lion King, obviously, is.
Well, can you feel the love tonight, Mouse Detective? You cannot. You are out of the bracket. Next up, I hope you've all had your rabies shots. It's Zootopia versus A Bug's Life.
Oh, Zootopia is really cute. The unlikely friendship between the fox and the. It's the fox and the rabbit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Between the fox and the rabbit. Really cute. A Bug's Life.
It is important.
So good.
It's very good. It's very funny. There's a big green caterpillar guy.
Yeah.
Who is very funny. Really funny. I remember watching him chew and thinking it was the best. I don't quite know why.
He talks like this.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. He's the best.
The Bug Gang is so funny. The grasshoppers are really mean. There's a lot of big name actors in mm-hmm. that one. Really mm-hmm. good. Mm-hmm. Definitely A Bug's Life.
Definitely A Bug's Life.
And those pill bugs go, hey, and they are like in gymnastics.
Yeah, they're really cute.
Yeah. I remember.
And the ladybug, who's a mean man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
A Bug's Life, moving on. Zootopia, not today. Next up, we got Meet the Robinsons versus The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, Meet the Robinsons is cool, like a sci-fi.
Yeah, like a family sci-fi movie. Yeah. It's got some stuff going for it, but
The Emperor's New Groove,
so funny.
Very cool. Yeah, I like the bad lady in that.
Pull the lever, Gronk.
Wrong lever!
Yes.
So quotable, so funny.
Yes.
Yes.
Very funny. Emperor's New Groove.
All right. Sorry, Meet the Robinsons. Not today. Oh, and last one of this initial round. It is... an old favorite versus a movie that many people say represents their whole childhood unexpectedly. It is Snow White versus a Goofy movie.
Okay.
Amanda looks so skeptical about what I said until I said Goofy movie.
Yeah, because okay.
I know.
Okay. Snow White, the dwarves, very good. we again have a princess that gets kissed while she's sleeping. It's awkward. I don't know that we can really like endorse that officially, so that's fine. But it is, you know, important for what it was. It was also, I think, the first feature-length animated film that Disney made. So that was, that's also very important, like, in history. That's very cool. A Goofy movie is so fun, and it 100%, like, holds up and remains fun every time I have watched
Your levels are going crazy talking with a Goofy movie.
Because I forgot about it, and I feel passionate right now.
Okay.
But A Goofy movie is really, really good, really, really funny, really good music. I really like the relationship between father and son. I think that it is a really good illustration of what it is to be, like, a teenager and trying to, like, relate to your parents, and then being a parent and trying to relate to your teenager. I think it's just, like, really well done, which is unexpected because it's a Goofy movie.
I would totally agree. A Goofy movie is so fun. Snow White was really, again, another one of those sweet movies that brings you back. And the music is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's fun. Some of it's sweet. Yeah. And on, I mean, the witch when she's in her like really witchy form is
scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Snow White, your beautiful movie, but sorry, you done got goofed. All right, that's the end of our first round of the bracket here. What do you guys think?
I think that was fun. I think that I'm curious to see how they match up next, and I'm really curious to see where we land on like the best Disney movie ever, because I don't know that I could pick one. I'm curious.
I agree. I think that's going to be, it's going to get even harder next round, yes, than it was this round.
Yes.
I'd love to hear what everyone at home thinks.
I also would. I would like that as well. Yeah. How can we do that, Dan?
Well, Dan's not here, but as Brock Rackets, who loves to talk brackets, I think with the best way to do that, I can put it on our Patreon or maybe an Insta poll, some stuff like that. And you guys can get out there and give us your feedback.
Sounds great.
I think that sounds great. And I am really curious and I'm really excited to see what everyone thinks.
All right. And then we'll finish this next time.
All right. Thank you, everybody. This has been Amanda and
Kelsey
and
Brock Rackets, who loves to talk brackets.
And we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram @StoriesPodcast, or simply tell your friends about us.
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.